So, without knowing the, how to say, the real nature of everything, we call Dongbanyi, Tibetan word Dongbanyi, Deng, Sanskrit Shunya. Generally, many people translate it voidness or emptiness. This, here emptiness doesn't mean we deny everything. Without basis, emptiness is a quality, highest quality. So quality should be,
there must be an object of which this quality should exist.
For example, then kala shiawa chuma base kuruwa.
For example, if you're talking about color, there must be a basis for that color, a base, a material.
So when we, when shunya means the highest quality, highest nature, because of the deepest nature or the
It's a nature
of something. So there is something. It is nature is like that. So it's something, but its nature, it is something, it is being,
existing.
But when you feel it, its nature is absolute negation. Not positive, sorry.
Ready.
So because its nature is absolute negation, so when you feel or experience, the sort of nothingness feeling is there, but not denying. So if you experience this realization, it helps your, attitude towards object, towards everything. Now this,
there's a great deal of difference on the basis
experience.
Of
experience. Now you see, for example, same object, feel happy, or when you feel angry, or when you feel just
or when you have no special feelings about anything.
For example, yourself, I, feeling of I. Generally, I'm Tibetan, I'm walking, or I'm eating. When you are just feel I, that's at that moment you feel I, neutral.
Equilibrium. You see, you don't feel anything strongly about it.
Now you see, something happened, you see, then feel,
now when something happens to you, then you have a stronger feeling of yourself, of I.
At that moment you feel or you appear I as a something real independent, independent thing or solid thing. That such I does not exist at all. Now denying such absolute nature, the nature of relative nature, because of the relative nature.
Right.
Now this firstly the subject itself very difficult, and secondly the poor English.
Language problem.
And I do not know well English. And in English term, I do not find, you see, right term in these philosophical things.
Well, we completely understand it. We know how difficult the idea itself is, so how to explain it is one of the most difficult things.
So the conclusion is like that now. That kind of nature, in that kind of nature and cessation of suffering and the cause of suffering, that is salvation, that is nirvana.
Thank you very much.
Here we have another question. How can one acquire enough willpower and serenity to overcome overcome one's difficulties and help another person?
Cosa?
How can one acquire enough willpower and serenity to serenity to overcome one's difficulties and help other person? Just as I have explained before, there are many ways of achieving this, many different methods. And certain methods would be more suitable to some people, and some other methods will be more suitable to certain people. It is because of this that we have all the different kinds of religions.
So for certain people, certain religion much more suitable than other religion. For certain people, certain religion may not
be suitable.
Like that. The ultimate goal,
Another question, do you recommend meditation for Western people? Is there a danger in too intensive meditation? Is not the motive most important?
The motive for, I think we leave it first at this
point. Meditation. Recommendation is
For some people, it is of benefit. I've met Westerners who found meditation extremely beneficial. For example, some of these were feeling or experiencing a great deal of unhappiness, but after the practice of certain meditations, they have been able to overcome these.
The question is going on, whether you can do without a good teacher, and how can we recognize such a good teacher?
Is there a danger in too intensive
meditation?
Meditation.
There
is danger if one indulges in too extensive meditation.
I mean here meditation, not if you correctly meditate, then there is no danger. But if you do not know the true quality of samadhi, true quality of whatever you call meditation or samadhi, true quality of thing which you want it to achieve, then there is danger. Danger is becoming dull.
There's a danger of becoming dull if you do not know the true quality. The true qualities of what you are trying to meditate for.
Like this, you see, through meditation, you will experience inner bliss or inner happiness or some kind of bliss. And calmness and kasuri. Yes, soft feeling. But that, but here you see, danger is that real true kasuri, true quality of meditation or samadhi, and that chidang yang chikta dusong lhulur chida debe chikta joda chik softness chik. Oh, kuni bitin reyang yang kaya. Nariyak.
There's a danger of mistaking a certain feeling of ecstasy or bliss with this true quality of samadhi.
Tati kazore. I mean one thing that has disorder. Sam along. Sam along is that the some logic solution. Some solution clear your mind.
So for the experience of ecstasy or bliss, which is not the real quality of the samadhi, in that case, it only makes your mind calm or peaceful.
But based on dull.
But it's based on dullness.
It reduces your mind's capability to shachara. Okay.
It reduces
discriminative.
It reduces the discriminative power of your mind.
So it is dangerous.
And then I think the person who put the question is referring to Raja and Hatha Yoga.
Motive, sorry.
Yes, sorry.
Is not the motive most important?
Yes,
the motive is the most important.
The person who put the question is referring to Raja and Hatha Yoga to be practiced, and there he asked in how far meditation should have. Should be conducted under a good teacher, and how can we recognize a good teacher? That is.
Yeah. Yoga ti na misi shami dawa. Mindo yani kaya na minute mi teacher experience yebi to kuro ba. Ta cha thobyo ya lalim be tarshi be kenge jin na jidang kundi jili ni. Tanga misi ti karo raj.
Raja yo.
Ta.
I have no particular comments on this Raja and Hatha Yoga, but for the practice of a good samadhi,
qualified samadhi.
For the practice of a qualified samadhi, a good teacher is necessary.
Through experience, this is necessary. I mean, who are teaching the? I mean, person.
The person who is guiding should himself be an experienced person.
Another question which came in is, does the mind have ultimate power over evil forces? Is endurance of oppression, then, of social order, freedom?
So, does the mind have ultimate
power over evil forces?
Mind alone or your mind?
Not mind alone.
Mind could change any guru. I mean, mind by nature marva.
No.
By nature, thane ultimate power kasore. That digan yebati marva.
Could
change any guru.
The mind by nature does not have the power over evil forces, but if you train the mind, it can have the power over evil forces.
Here, like this, mind is na, just khani ni pika ta reflection chenge. Korea Renshin Dipachra clear you thing. Renshin tell you a time actually. So, did you sometimes in Chiyung?
No.
But from a different point of viewpoint, the mind nature is something like Kasurda. Clear, and anything can reflect. By nature, bad influence or good influence, neither meeting it. Correct neutrality.
By nature, it has neither the bad influences or good influences.
So that this one, so this, just that nature, that sometimes you think the mind, the takwar is
this this nature of mind. Always continues.
Now, that's a good thing. Evil forces in the second generation.
The evil forces come into
or
this,
bad thoughts.
Or the bad thoughts come into the
secondary mind.
Comes into the category of secondary minds.
So from this viewpoint, mind is superior to Chirdwa.
So from this viewpoint, the mind is superior to the evil forces.
On that basis, we can train. If not like that nature, train is useless, meaningless.
Training.
That is
endurance of oppression freedom, then freedom. So the question is endurance of oppression then
freedom?
For instance, of social order, freedom.
I don't know. What's this meaning?
I think it is referring to the first question. If we have ultimate power in the mind over evil forces, then we can endure oppression in complete freedom.
Oppression that.
Thanks, sir.
Mari, oppression case endure chatuvina. With the freedom reverse. Is endurance.
It's not self-marity.
No.
Endurance
and sirtu. Oppression sirtu vina, freedom reverse.
The
question is not very clear, but endurance of oppression
this severity any tikasore ta tarbar reslana severity digiyanda ini tarbakwayam severity digimela tarbukwa salvation to go.
But if the question is if
dunghe chungde da bogyong kidane di tarbar reslana marwa,
the question is, if the question is that endurance of oppression is freedom, then this is not correct, because endurance.
Oppression freedom chanda di meaning di yana in salvation kaya mo.
Because if endurance of oppression by itself is freedom.
Oppression means kaya da di suffering.
If endurance of oppression would mean freedom, then there is no necessity for salvation. But this demand. But this is not so.
Well, I think we have taken so much of your time that we should not bother you with. Well, maybe a last question, but I think it's a very private one. What are your first impressions of the affluent society in Western Europe?
A good impression.
Of course, there are many good things. But if you stay always here, then you may feel some bad things. But at the moment, no such thing.
Well, Your Holiness, I thank you very much for having given so much attention to the questions, which were from all kinds of qualities, of all kinds of subjects. I think we have asked rather too much of your patience in this field, but I thank you very much for having given so much attention to those questions.
Thank you very, very much.
Your Holiness, at the end of this meeting, it is my agreeable duty to thank you, Your Holiness, most sincerely for the message brought to us, and for the clear, kind, and patient way in which you taught us in answering the questions which have been brought forward. As yet, the majority of Western men have not felt the full responsibility which we share for all beings living on Earth, human beings as well as animals and plants. During many centuries, Western man has looked up to a superior being who was held responsible for the universe and who would have to settle world's affairs. In present times, such kind of belief may be fading away, but this is not to say that the inner attitude of Western man did really change. He gradually replaced the god of his ancestors by another god, who has several names, for instance, science, or technology, or progress, or dialectic materialism. Western man has to learn that it is just himself who is responsible for his fate and for the well-being of the earth, that such responsibility cannot be shifted onto any transcendent or anonymous power, and that salvation from suffering and misery has to be brought about by our personal conduct and our own way of life. Such is part of the teachings which Buddha brought to mankind 2,500 years ago. We are most grateful that you, Your Holiness, has been willing to deliver us that message, the message of the middle way to enlightenment. And we are very grateful to have heard your voice during 2 hours, teaching us what we really wanted to know. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your attention, and I declare this session to be closed.
Wil de eigenaar of eigenaresse van het boek Mijn volk en mijn leven van de Dalai Lama het weer komen ophalen?